What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Eagles training camp rolls on. They got six more days to the first preseason game. Eric Allen into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Two more months of the Phillies until October. But I still think it's weak in center and left field. And that, to me, is a big disappointment. Joe in Mayfair. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. Always a pleasure. Nice win. We beat the Hammer.
Thank you, buddy.
Jody, I agree with you 100% with Crawford. Like, enough's enough with waiting. Like, he should have been at least up here by now. At least playing every other day, get 4 to 7 games before the deadline, see what you have, see if he can handle it. And I don't understand why he's not up yet if Dombrowski says he can play. Like, you had nothing before the last 2 weeks of Marsh doing nothing. Rojas stinks. And you have a top prospect who can add a little juice to the lineup, and you just don't bring him up. So that's telling me he's not ready, but...
Maybe it's me looking at it through Philly-colored glasses. I think they were hedging. I think they didn't want to bring him up and watch him go 1 for 14 and then watch his value diminish. I think they talked about him leading up to the trade deadline. I think they weren't opposed to potentially dealing him for a type of bat that Joe DeCamera would have been excited about. But they didn't. So now that you've moved past that, there's no more trade deadline. There's no more potential moves. Get him up here. Let's get a look at him in the big leagues.
Yeah. Now, I'm not disappointed by adding a Hader to the lineup. I think he's going to add a little bit of a little spunk to the team, even though I don't believe in this team that they have the chutzpah or the it factor, the afraid of the moment, except for a couple players on the team. You know, when it comes to him coming in here and being having the fourth most home runs on a team that's supposed to have a lot of pop, that just tells me that the players have put Dombrowski in this position and the managers put Dombrowski in this position to have to go out there and overpay for a Kwan, which I'm glad he didn't do. You only got Wheeler 2 more years. You don't know anything about how much Nola's got left in the tank. I mean, if you want bad baseball for 5 to 7 years, then that's what you're going to get after this.
Joe, I'm very happy Andrew Painter's still here. I didn't want the stadium to be empty again. I didn't want my 50s to have nothingness with the Phillies again. I wanted Painter capped. I just feel like there's a way you could have gotten worse than Kwan, but better than what they got.
But I think your anger should be more at the players on this current roster for just not having that.
I think
we
that's
want
fair.
It.
Yeah, I guess my point, Joe, is listen, Joe, I hear you, and Devin, I hear you, and I do have a lot of aggravation with those guys, but I also know yesterday was a moment. You only get so many of them. I mean, guys, for all the talk about Howie being one of the great general managers in pro football, which he is, you know, he does almost all of his work in just a couple weeks in March and April. Like, the players are added
well,
in March
his
and
actual
April.
Moves, the work
yeah.
to lead up to the moves.
No, yeah, the moves, the moves. My point is, yesterday it was a move day. There's only okay. so many of them.
So, Joe, before I get to the winning
sure.
answer.
Sure.
So, if you go back to the pieces, what you put Dombrowski in a bad position, if you had Alvarado who didn't do stupidity things.
Killed him.
Okay. Then you don't have to trade for the closer, which means you could have used Abel and you could have used the catcher to go get Kwan. Everything that this entire team has done, the team has put this general manager in a bad position. If Alvarado was available,
you're not wrong, Joe. You're not wrong.
So that's why I'm more mad at this. The team that just doesn't have the focus that the Eagles had this past year. I want this Phillies team to show me that they are all in as a group, that they're all on the same page, game after game.
Joe, it's a very, very reasonable call. I like your call a lot. Give me an answer. What the trade deadline was weird because they go all in one position and not the other. What else has had people scratching their head before?
Well, it's the worst call in Super Bowl history. The Patriots' defense is gassed. Marshawn Lynch is just gassing them. Yeah. And they get down to the one-yard line, and they call a timeout and let the Patriots absolutely get refreshed. And you have
You actually have it wrong, Joe. There was no timeout called. The whole thing is Belichick didn't use the timeout, nor did the offense. But your point is throwing the ball on second down. And yes, that was a head scratcher. The one thing of note, and I've tried to say this many times, the only way Seattle was going to be able to run four plays was to pass on either second or third down. I'm just telling you, just the way the timeouts worked and the clock was working, the only way to get four cracks at it was to pass on either second or third down. They elected to go with the pass on second down. And obviously we know what happened with the Malcolm Butler interception. All right. Let's listen to something. I thought this was notable, said by Dombrowski yesterday. Painter and Nola, two players that I think we all hope are part of October. Their status, what is going on with Andrew Painter and Aaron Nola? Let's listen to Dombrowski yesterday.
Painter pitched yesterday, and the way he's progressing, possibility we see him with the Phillies in the next month?
Well, I guess there's always a possibility. That decision, by no means if we discuss that much further. I think first thing you have to do is get through the trading deadline, see how your club looks. We now know that. He has thrown well. He's thrown better and better. I think the big thing is last time he threw 100 pitches, went to the seventh inning. So real progress is being made. Will we see him? I'm not really sure what's going to happen. Aaron Nola was going to pitch today. He's not throwing today because they got rained out. So he'll throw tomorrow. And he continues to progress. So I think we're in a position where it's a possibility, but I don't want to say anything more than that because we really haven't made that decision ourselves.
So what do you make of that answer, Jody?
He's hedging.
Yes, he is.
What do you do with Painter? Are you bringing him up to pitch in relief?
Yes.
Are you hammering him into the rotation?
Andrew Painter is a reliever for me that starts an inning, particularly if I need someone, like if a starter doesn't go long, which, by the way, is a Rob Thomson specialty in the past with Ranger and the fourth starter. You know, my starter goes three innings or four innings. Andrew Painter can be my guy for two innings, maybe even three, to come in and bridge my way to the back end of the bullpen. He's not going to be someone that's going to pitch four times in a seven-game series.
Is it a concern for you that he's never, ever, ever done that, you know, with, like, yes, the way they prepare and all that, you know? Yeah.
But would I rather have him than Joe Ross?
Well, I don't think Joe Ross is going to be an issue either way. I think Joe Ross is not an option for the playoff roster one way or the other.
Here's the thing. I want Lazardo to be someone I lean on, and I might need him four times in seven games. I'm not looking for Andrew Painter to pitch four times in seven games, but I'm looking for him to pitch, like, two times when I'm in a spot. By the way, it could be extra innings. Let's remember, guys.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The playoffs, you're back to the old rules. There's no freaking ghost runner on second base.
Right.
I could be in the 10th inning of a freaking game four of the World Series tied, and I might need Andrew Painter to pitch three or four innings.
But here's what Dombrowski said that should worry you if you want him on this team as a reliever. He made special note of the fact that he threw 100 pitches and went seven innings. That's a starter. If you're going seven innings, you're throwing 100 pitches. That's what you look for a starter to do. That's what you acknowledge when a starter gets it done. If they're going to bring him up and make him a reliever, at some point you should do that now.
Well, okay, look, there is this possibility. I'll just throw it out. We used to discuss it earlier in the year, and we've kind of moved off of it. But theoretically, you could put Ranger and Lazardo both in the bullpen. And you could have Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola. Now, Nola has to reestablish, and Painter as your four starters. You could. I'm not saying I'm like dead against that.
I personally have not. I don't have faith that Nola can come in and get healthy and rehab in time to be the Nola that we've seen in seasons past.
I would say this. I don't think you can count on it, but I think it's...
You can hope for it.
You can hope for it. I would say I think it's more likely than not, but it's certainly not something you can count on. The fact that he was supposed to pitch yesterday, I mean, you do still have 2 months until October. So hopefully, you know, hopefully he's up here at the end of August. No, middle of August.
Middle of August. It's 2 weeks.
Joe, do you remember that year David Cohn was out for a long, long, long time, and then he came back before the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen.
It can happen.
I mean, Aaron Nola's not a pup. He knows how to crank his arm up.
But again, it's going to come down to Painter. Seven innings, nice. 100 pitches, nice. How about dominance? How about seven innings, two hits, eight Ks?
Well, one of the things that's very clear with Crawford and Painter is neither one of them has played as well in the minors as people would have wanted to play.
Crawford's been better than Painter.
They're both still young. Crawford's hitting well. It's just the ground ball thing. They're both super young, too. They're 21 and 22. Like, most players don't come up to the majors at those ages.
You're right.
You know?
Rich, you'll be jealous for playing this song. He's not even here. All right, a good morning to you on a Friday morning. 94 WIP. You know, other than bye weeks, this is the last week in which the Eagles will not play until mid-February when they celebrate with back-to-back Super Bowls and the parade. Can you imagine that? I mean, starting next week, the Eagles play.
Don't they have off the final week of August?
Other than bye weeks.
I didn't know that counted as a bye week. Don't bring facts into this discussion.
I didn't know that counted as a bye week. I'm sorry.
They changed that a couple years ago. You get a bye week before the season starts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It does. It feels like the season starts. I know it started earlier, starting a couple years ago, but I feel like it's really early this year.
Well, you know why? Labor Day, September 1st.
It's super early this year.
The earliest you can have.
It's crazy.
So the Eagles playing on September 4th, I would imagine, is the earliest.
Well, and they play the first game.
Well, remember, Jody, they used to play week one on Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, yeah.
But now with the new system in the last 30 years, I say new system, was 30 years ago.
Was it 30?
Yeah, because remember, Pat Summerall always used to do the U.S. Open tennis and would never do week one of pro football. And then around the mid-90s, the NFL's like, why are we competing with Labor Day weekend? And then they said, okay, well, now we'll start after Labor Day weekend. That changed in the around the mid to late 90s. But Summerall would always miss week one of pro football because he would be doing the U.S. Open. Five questions with the Mac man today. So heaviest, obviously, on the fields for obvious reason, trade deadline yesterday. But we always do five questions with Jody when he's in for John. So, you know, Jody, part of today's show, and certainly anyone when you call in, if you want to comment on Eric Allen, he was such a great Eagle. So, Jody, now that Eric Allen's going into the Hall of Fame, question three to you is this. Of the Hall of Fame eligible players, and I'm not talking about guys that are going to make it, like Kelsey, who's not been eligible yet, Jason Peters, who's not been eligible yet, or Andy Reid. Of all the figures in Philly sports, and I'm not counting someone like Dombrowski, who I don't even know how eligibility works when you're a current GM, but like of the former players or former coaches that they're 5 years out, who's the most deserving to make a Hall in any of the four sports?
Ooh.
Philadelphia sports.
Great question, Joe.
That is not.
It was Dick Allen for a while there.
It's a hard question.
It's a very hard question. I got a couple names written down. I can rattle them off if you want me to.
I mean, Seth Joiner's one that pops right in my head.
That's where I was going.
That's my
Seth is the best of the bunch.
I think so too. So here's the list I have, and I'm sure I'm missing some people. So the list I'm not saying all of them are Hall of Fame worthy, but I'm saying they're the kind of guys that would get Hall of Fame consideration. Seth would probably be my number one. Chase, a lot of people say Chase. A lot of people say Jimmy. Ryan Howard's going to fall short. We love him. Abreu, that train has picked up. I don't agree with it, but it's picked up. John LeClair scored a lot of goals in the NHL. A lot. You know, John LeClair and Desjardins made the playoffs 10 straight years here in Philly. They're the last players since Dr. J. The only players, I think, since Dr. J to make the playoffs 10 straight
and
years.
And LeClair had the big moment with the Canadiens and all that stuff, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I mean, LeClair was great, man.
He's one of the great American goal scorers of all time. I'm actually shocked LeClair is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, LeClair was, like, I would put LeClair in before I'd put Chase Utley in.
I would too, and I think Chase should be in. But like, I thought LeClaire was in. I honestly thought I assumed he was in.
And then you got Donovan and Randall, and I would not have either of them in. I would most of these guys I would not put in, but like they're the ones that you'd kick around their names, and I'm sure I'm missing some. Jody, who's number one?
For me, it's Seth. But number two for me out of that group that you just gave is Jimmy. And I got into a little debate on my national show this weekend with Jay Jaffe, who is a Hall of Fame expert.
He's like the go-to Hall of Fame guy.
Exactly. And I had him on. And, yeah, he says Utley's a better candidate than Jimmy as per the analytics, as per the numbers. I'm sorry. I just think Jimmy's more of a Hall of Famer than Chase is.
So Chase at his best was better than Jimmy at his best, but Jimmy did it longer, clearly. And, you know,
played a more important defensive position and that kind of. No, I know. Chase should get in, but I think they're both like it's a close. I think it's fair to debate them.
Jimmy had a huge role in helping turn around the franchise. Even before they became great, they became good in his early years. And he was part of that because they stunk and then became good. And then eventually they became great. All right. Well, you can weigh in. Who's the most deserving guy that's been eligible that hasn't yet made it? I would say Seth. I'm sure we're missing two or three names, but you know, obviously it's a pretty good list right there. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about 5 minutes. Oh, one other thing, James, my strategy of getting the book my book in stores better work, because yesterday I got 3,000 delivered to me.
Oh my
God. Whoa.
Jody's face just kind of said, like, what the hell, Joe? So
what does that even look like? How does that
fit? It means I got a storage unit.
Where do you have them?
Storage unit.
So you decided, unlike Jack Fritz,
I purchased
you decided not to bring them yesterday and just display them on
to where?
You didn't see that? Oh, Jack brought his books to sell displayed them on the update desk. Yeah,
good for him.
It was pretty funny. It was
that.
Good.
Listen, those are the kind of things when we get the chance. Obviously, I'm going to want to do some of that as well. But yeah, I want to get into stores. I actually got 11 different stores that have already come in. And I'm not talking about
That's
awesome. The publisher gets them in, major bookstores. But my thing is I want to be in the hoagie shops and the pharmacies, and I want to be down the shore. Like, I want to be where people go, airports and train stations. And so I'm kind of just going, honestly, like,
are you doing this all by yourself, or do you have someone helping you?
I'm going to probably have my brother and my nephew involved, but I haven't activated that yet.
Okay.
My nephew's going to go out to Penn State. He's going to take a bunch of books to Penn State.
Oh, that's smart, Joe.
Right, James?
Yeah, that's really smart.
Like, I want like the parking lots. Some of this is going to be illegal. I got to find out how to do it. Like, I want to hire someone to just walk through the Eagles parking lot.
That's actually, like,
that's
really
a
smart.
Great idea.
Right?
I don't know if you're allowed to,
probably
but
not.
It's definitely illegal.
I mean,
but
they sell t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then if the t-shirt guy has a license, I want to hook up a deal with the t-shirt guy.
I don't know that that's legal either at times.
I don't either. But hey, t-shirt guy, become book guy.
You know who you need to find? A ground roots hip-hop guy.
Sure.
Because they used to just sell them out of their trunk.
There was a whole industry
yes. of hip-hop that was sold out of
the mixtapes and all that stuff.
Exactly.
You're right, Jerry.
You need to do that to Cameron.
Thank you. I want the guy that goes around on the frickin' beach with the frickin' cart to sell the book also. If you're going to sell ice cream, sell a book.
You might be getting a little aggressive here with this.
James,
like
I'm
it.
Trying, man. I don't
like
know.
It. Like at the shore and the boardwalk, like when they go in to get on the Ferris wheel or something, be like, hi, would you like to buy a book on your way in?
Yeah, so it was like lemonade stands by kids.
I got two. I can't say names of places, if they're not connected to WIP. So I got to respect WIP sales department. But I got two places on the Ocean City Boardwalk that are going to be selling the books starting this weekend.
There you go. Wow.
So,
awesome,
like, I'm trying to work.
You're hustling.
By the way, if you got a store, you're a store owner, a manager, you want your book in my store, let's talk. Just connect with me, please. Find me on social media. Call up Seltzer. Give me your number.
I like that it goes from find
call
me on social
Seltzer.
Media or just call Seltzer.
Yeah, just call Seltzer.
My
what have I gotten myself into?
We'll get to you. We'll get
Am
you
I
books.
Getting a cut or anything?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Less than 1%, James.
Discount on the book. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Jody, I got to get you one. I actually meant to bring it today and I forgot. My apologies.
That's right.
I'll get it to you next time I say it. Let's go to Rob in South Jersey. Rob, good morning.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, congrats on the win. Hey, real fun fact for you. John LeClaire. I'd have to check this. I'm 95% sure it's right.
It's like a Joe fact.
Still,
yeah.
He's still the last American-born player to have 50 goals 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Even Austin Matthews has not done that.
You know what's surprising about that, Rob? I would think that hockey in America would have only grown over time, and you get more great players, but maybe not.
Goal scoring's down.
There are more Americans in the NHL. They might not be as great, but just the overall population of the NHL, all U.S. is up.
Good, good. He was unbelievable, man.
Obviously, calling in to talk, Phil's Joe, I kind of echo James' sentiment that, you know, it's a cliche, I'm not mad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
I am disappointed. And I think one of the big reasons is, and I don't even know if Dombrowski knew this, but, you know, if you would have told me we're getting Duran and Bader, like, our team is better, but the teams that we're contending with, our counterparts, got even better than we did. The Mets added three relievers. I don't understand. I've told you guys live on the air at least half a dozen times in the last 2 years, you cannot add enough bullpen arms at the deadline.
Yeah, but Rob, remember this, man. You're going to get multiple starters in that bullpen.
One of the Mets relievers is Gregory Soto, too. So Rob, they added two relievers.
Rob, I'm going to tell you this. This might blow people's socks off. I think the Phillies are going to have a great bullpen in October. Great.
Wait,
oof. Let me just give you the names again. Okay, I did this yesterday. Let me do it again. I don't have it written down top of my head. Here we go. Reverse order. You start with the guy in the back end. Who, help me out. New guy
Duran.
Is? Duran. All right. Duran, and I'm not saying it's always going to be sequenced this way, but just I'm going to do it this way in tiers. Duran, Strom, Kirkring, Robertson, Lizardo likely instead of Nola, Painter, I think, likely, Tanner Banks.
That's pretty deep.
That's like seven or eight guys. Yeah. And then you're going to have like one or two more that are going to be a scrub. But, like, that's pretty good. It's pretty good, man.
Joe, I've done that exercise, too. And here's the thing, though. I think this is our worst bullpen in the last 3 years because as good as Kirk...
Dude, Zach Eflin was closing games in 2022, man. Zach Eflin. Like, Duran alone makes this bullpen better.
But Sir Anthony and Alvarado in 2022...
Well, they were excellent that year. Yeah, they were great.
You guys aren't concerned about Max Strom right now?
I think Duran and Kirkring is better than Alvarado and Sir Anthony then.
Yeah, but James, I will say this. Those guys did pitch great October.
I know he gave up the homer in Houston. I think this bullpen's better, and I'm making the case. That's
I do, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's deeper.
The last thing I will say is...
Once they add everybody.
James, I do agree with you, Soto. You know, I'm not a big fan of Gregory Soto, but the Mets had the 10th ERA in bullpen, and they added two. The Padres have the best bullpen in baseball already, and they added Miller. I don't want to get too hung up on that. I know you guys got Elliott coming up. And also, the second part, like, I know Aiden and Crawford are big-time prospects, but who do we get for Hamels? Jake Thompson, Alfaro, Nick, they guys were nothing. The fact that they had this opportunity to get a guy like Juan, and up, I can't believe for the third straight season we're going to have the same exact October lineup. We're going to have to watch Nick Castellanos.
It's very disappointing, Rob. Very disappointing.
Nick Castellanos is going to have two strikes on him in the playoffs. The entire world is going to know a wipeout slider is going to come. And can they still win? Sure. But I just don't think he did enough.
Yeah, see, I get annoyed when people say, oh, we could have gotten this guy who didn't get traded. He didn't get traded. You don't know. You weren't in on the conversations. You weren't tapped into the
Browns. Some of them could have been had.
You don't know what the ask was.
Some of them could have been had, Jody. It's common sense.
Then why didn't he get traded?
I don't know the answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I mean, not enough was offered to satisfy the team.
That's the point.
All right, Rob, give me an answer, bud. Like this trade deadline that was kind of all over the place, what had people scratching their head?
I had two. This is so random, but I'm going to go with 20 years ago in the NFL, our old pal Marty Morningweg was the coach of the Detroit Lions. In overtime, he won the coin toss,
yeah. And
he elected to kick off.
Yeah, that one didn't make sense. It's more understandable now with the new overtime rules, but back then it did not make sense. All right, let's welcome in Elliot Shore Park. Speaking of football, we actually had some football last night in the Hall of Fame game. God bless you if you watched it.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it fun to watch?
What was I going to watch, a re-air of the Phillies on NBC Sports?
Take a breather for a night.
No. I was in my room. What am I going to do? I'm
going to
put the NFL
on. By the way, Jody,
on.
I'm watching The Sopranos again. I'm in season 3 now. I don't think you're in The Sopranos. The last time I watched it, James, the last time I watched The Sopranos, which was about 2 or 3 years ago, I listened very closely for whether Jody's voice was in it, radio thing in it, background is, you know, Tony's doing something, and I didn't hear it then. I'm through 2 seasons. Jody, your whole thing that you were in The Sopranos, your voice, I don't think you were.
Wait, I'm unfamiliar with this story. I know we have to get to Elliot, but you were in The Sopranos?
My voice was used by The Sopranos as background noise to a scene. I wish I knew what
unless
it
was. Wasn't. Jody, you got to identify the episode. Come on.
I don't even know the season, so how can I identify
the episode?
Because, Devin, Jody was doing New York radio, and it was set up there, New York, New Jersey, you know, New Jersey primarily. And so it would make sense that they'd have, you know, it on the background.
And they didn't tell you what episode it was?
And, oh, by the way, a lot of the stuff that they shot in studio was done in Queens, like mere miles. Not even. Less than 2 miles from the studio
Look,
of WFA.
I just need somebody that knows The Sopranos really well to tell me if you think Jody's voice is in there. I've listened intently and have never heard it. Let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, I'm not saying Jody's lying because I know he believes it. But do you think he's misguided here? Elliot Shore Parks, was Jody Mann's voice in The Sopranos?
I mean, he has a beautiful voice, so I think it makes sense to put in if they could.
It had nothing to do with my voice.
Elliot,
just
you don't strike me as
sports.
A Sopranos guy, though. Are you?
No, I watched like 6 episodes and gave up.
that checks.
That sounds exactly correct.
Yeah, what a loser. My God.
He was too busy watching reality shows, Joe. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You got to understand.
Exactly right.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, Elliot, let's talk some Eagles football here. So they got a game in 6 days. Let's start with this. The vibe at camp. What would you say the vibe at camp? What has stood out to you as far as the vibe and the mojo of this team?
Yeah, so I think yesterday was a bit of a unique day just because it was so hot. I think the heat definitely had an impact on the practice. They did the fewest amount of team drills than they have in the other previous 5 days. Jalen only threw the ball 11 times. They got good work in, but it to me felt like a little bit of a lethargic kind of low energy practice. And as a result, the offense didn't really have a great day. We can get into more detail of that. But, you know, I think overall, like, weather has been a factor in this camp. It's been super, super hot for a lot of the days. I'm driving down to the NovaCare now and it's extremely cloudy. It's like 40 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. So, I think so far, in a weird way, it feels like weather has been a little bit of the vibe of camp.
Elliot, with the fact that you say it was a slow day for the offense yesterday, one of the things I want to know about this to be determined through camp, backup running back.
A lot of conversation on WIP about they got to cut down on Saquon's touches. He can't have as many touches as he did last year. I think that's going to take care of itself by his health that might cut into his touches so it becomes a non-conversation. But there are going to be backup running back snaps and touches to be had. How is that going to be determined?
Yeah, so if they're going to use Saquon less, they're certainly not showing it so far in camp. So Saquon, prior to yesterday, was averaging about 6 carries per practice. Last year in his first training camp with the team, that number was just over 3. So they've been using him quite a bit through these first 5 days. And then yesterday he got the ball a ton as well. So we'll see if his touches actually do go down. But you're right, in a world where he does suffer an injury or where, you know, they do try to limit his touches, that backup running back spot becomes a big one. And one surprise in camp so far to me has been how much they're using A.J. Dillon as that clear backup. I thought that Will Shipley was going to be the guy going into this camp. I thought that he would be the one getting touches with the first team, all the second team touches. Hasn't really been the case. A.J. Dillon has more carries with the first team offense than Will Shipley does, and Will Shipley has more carries with the second team offense. So the read I get on it, you know, heading into the season is Saquon obviously going to be on the field, you know, 80% of the snaps or whatever. I think A.J. Dillon is the Saquon backup, and Will Shipley might be the Kenny Gainwell third down pass-catching running back. But A.J. Dillon's definitely had a good camp so far.
Interesting. Elliot, how has Jalen Hurts looked so far?
So Jalen got off to a great start. The first two practices were really good. He was completing 93% of his passes, which is, you know, not sustainable. He was always going to cool off. But the last few days have definitely been a rough one. I thought yesterday was probably his worst practice of camp. Now, he only threw it 11 times, but that means in those 11 passes, like, they matter more and they're more important. So yesterday at the end of practice, they had a drill where it was 2 minutes. They were doing situational football. It was 2 minutes left in the game, ball in the 25-yard line, 25 yards out from the end zone. Everybody's watching. The crowd noise is pumping in. I mean, it really had, like, a feeling of, okay, this is, like, it was the most important part of practice. First throw of the drill, Jalen overthrows the ball, and it's intercepted by Eli Ricks over the middle of the field. So that was definitely a disappointing throw from Jalen. He has 2 interceptions in his last 3 practices, I believe, so turning it over more than he did last year. You know, I would say overall he's probably been average, but I think it's trending down over the last few practices instead of trending up.
Elliot, who's flashed? When we talked to Ruben last hour, he told us that he senses a big jump from Quinyon Mitchell, which is saying something because he was so good last year. Who that you've seen has really flashed so far?
Yeah, so Quinyon has been unbelievable. I would agree with that. Jihad Campbell has been outstanding. You can't watch an Eagles practice without him standing out or making a play. And again, on a day where I think it was a little bit lethargic for parts of practice, he definitely brings energy. Like, he is a physical player. You can tell he's a rookie trying to make a stamp on this. He had a drill a snap yesterday where he kind of threw Ben Van Summer into the ground. The day before, he had a drill where he kind of really got up on Goddard at the end of a catch, knocking him to the ground. And you can just see the athleticism. You can see that he looks like he knows what he's doing out there, which is really impressive for a rookie. That really, frankly, wasn't even supposed to be practicing at this point when you think about what the expectations were. So that would be the big name. And then if you want a lesser-known name for guys to keep an eye out for next week, Elijah Cooks has been outstanding. And I think he's been good enough that Johnny Wilson's roster spot might be in trouble. So those are the two players I think have really stood out.
All right, I want to follow up on Campbell because probably my favorite quote of the entire camp was Fangio talking about the Eagle trainers, how they underestimate and then overperform by getting them out there before August never rolled around. What's his role going to be? How is he going to be used? Is it going to be back and forth between edge and linebacker? Is it just going to be linebacker until they get, like, some of their linebackers back healthy? How are they going to deploy Jihad Campbell, who's opening up everybody's eyes at camp?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't know if we fully know the answer yet, but it's a good problem to have because he's looked awesome. I think that he can fill a number of different roles. Right now, he is with the starting linebacker. Zach Bond hasn't been practicing the last few days, so he's been out there with the first team, and again, he's looked outstanding. But yesterday, there were some second-team drills where he lined up at edge. Didn't look great doing it. I mean, it was only 2 or 3 snaps, and he didn't get any pressures. But the fact they're already doing that this early in the camp shows that they want to use him in a variety of ways. So, N'Kobe, unlikely to play in week 1, I would say. So it'll probably just be Campbell and Bond as the starting linebackers. But I could see a world where Trotter's out there with Bond, and they put Campbell as kind of a joker role where they can put him in different places, make the offense guess where he's going to be, and just send him after the quarterback and have him wreak havoc. Mm. So they have a lot of options with him for sure.
All right, final thing, Elliot. Is there a chance N'Kobe Dean, when healthy, if fully healthy and good again, does not get his starting job back?
You know, I was actually going to ask Nick that today on his philosophy with that, because one of the main takeaways from practice yesterday was prior to practice, N'Kobe was off on the field working with trainers, and he looks great. Like, credit to him for all the work he's put in. He looks, you know, I'm not a doctor, so this is just me looking, but he doesn't look like someone that suffered a serious injury back in January. And I'm sure there's a lot of steps still. He has to be approved for contact, and it's one thing to run around as opposed to playing football. But he looks great. Vic Fangio loves him. I know that he was really impressed with how he played last year. But Campbell's a first-round pick, and those guys play. So, I'm not sure what they're going to do there. They'll probably just play Campbell. But, man, you got to feel for N'Kobe if that's the case.
Absolutely. Look, I will always root for that guy. I hope he gets a big payday someday, somewhere. And I hope he's an Eagle forever. But I think there's a good chance, you know, this will be his last year with the Birds, and he signs somewhere else. So. Elliot, good work, bud. We look forward to talking to you next week when the Eagles play a game. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you
later. All right, you got it, man. As we broadcast from Borgata this morning. All right, heaviest today on the Phils trade deadline reaction. Me and Jack, we'll see what happens. Mac, man, am I going to win tennis? The answer is yes, by the way.
If you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
Because I have no bloody idea.
So you were going to be there?
I was, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I was ready to go.
I appreciate that.
You talk a good game. I've never seen you play tennis.
Here's where I'm at. I think I'm pretty good. I'm not saying I'm great because I'm not.
You're going. You've gone from I'm okay to I'm pretty good.
I'm okay.
Well, so you were brushing up, not taking lessons, but you were practicing.
Coach
Harris
was essentially taking lessons with Coach Harris.
So do you get a few extra reps?
Well,
that's
the question. On one hand, I want to sell books. On the other hand, I want to be prepared for tennis. I will say this: would I hand James in an envelope next week? Will explain my overall strategy.
I can't wait.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have something to hand James that will explain
it's
when this
mysterious.
Thing's over why. Because I'm going to win the overall. And I realized a couple of days ago the path.
Okay.
And it's one specific thing.
How long is this missive that you're going to hand to James?
It could be two or three sentences.
Okay.
So when do we find out?
After I either win or lose, James can open the envelope on the air, and we'll see if what I said worked or didn't.
Wow. That's
And it's nothing to do with scheduling or anything like that. It's about preparation.
James, okay. James, please keep this under wraps.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will.
This could be either the most embarrassing thing ever. Or we're going to have to give the hammer that much more credit.
Thank you.
This could go one way or the other.
Because, James,
don't let him get his hands on it. He cannot edit that.
No.
You need to hold on to that until this is over and done with.
I won't even look at it myself. Like, I'm just going to put it away and wait till the end of the competition because it could either be the most prophetic, amazing thing ever or the funniest thing that's ever happened.
James, James, even people rooting for Jack, I think we'd acknowledge I have prepared harder and better so far than he has.
I think what I'm talking about is
preparation.
Yeah, I think it's inarguable. I think some things are just facts. Like, you have factually prepared harder, tried harder, done more things to try and win. Like, Jack would admit that.
Yeah.
Do we know if Jack has attempted to play any tennis? Because the only thing we've heard is since I'm 8 years old.
He said he played one day last week, but now he gets a whole extra week to play.
He said him and Goose played. They're baseball guys.
For me.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's go to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Get the hammer.
Anthony, hammer did it for you today. Victory 290 today, Anthony.
Let's go, Hammer. Hey, Hammer, man. We're going to keep winning, man. We're going to keep rounding this thing out, man, until the competition with Jack is over with and your Hammer won, man. Let's go.
Anthony, I can't wait till you and I hug after basketball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
We're going to have a big old hug. You and I are going to win this competition. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm slinging some books with you, man.
If you want to sell some books, that'd be good, too.
Yeah, slinging some books with you, man.
Anthony, that's a good idea. So if we get like 1,000 people out there for basketball, will you be the person going row by row in a basketball stand to sell the book?
Hell yeah.
Row by row. Jody, imagine that.
Hammer,
there's no shame here.
None.
I'm sorry, Anthony. Go ahead, man.
Bro, we selling books, man.
Selling books. And kicking ass. That's what we do.
You should have Anthony sell books. I mean, he would sell the books for you. He'd walk into place and be like, yo, everyone, listen. I got books.
I love
it. Ain't nobody leaving now until they purchase a copy of the Hammer book, man.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I need someone to do? I need someone to buy a ticket for an air flight?
On hand them out.
An air flight?
What's it called?
A flight?
A plane ticket.
An air flight.
But then just stay in there.
Is this like a Zeppelin we're
taking?
You
can only get in there if you have a ticket.
Yeah.
And then just stay in there. Just walk around with the book.
Mm. Are you going to pay for that plane ticket?
Yeah, I get one of those cheapies up to like Boston or something for like, $100.
Are you going to start paying Anthony?
I don't
for
know
all
if you
the
can
support
get any,
he's giving you. That's what I want to know.
Ticket for $100 these days.
All right, Anthony, let's get you the Phillies tickets for tonight's game. What had people scratching their head?
J.R. Smith, man, made a bonehead play.
Good answer, man.
He forgot to score in the NBA Finals, man.
That was wild.
Great answer, man.
Let me ask this question. It was a wild moment, but we knew it happened. I don't know that it did leave a scratch in our head.
I think it's more J.R. Smith was scratching his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right, Jody, it's not quite the heart of what we're looking for here. Like, when I referenced sports earlier, I said in the Super Bowl 39,
I mean,
when Eagles offense
was
losing.
What was he thinking?
We were scratching our head watching Donovan not go down the field with pace. That's,
more so. Yeah. I know the point you're trying to make, but that was so ridiculous.
It was unbelievable. When LeBron was pleading with him, too, it was afterwards LeBron. Because LeBron, it was like basically LeBron James
versus the Warriors. That was it.
Warriors.
Yeah.
And I'll give LeBron this much credit. He stayed friends with JR. At that moment, I thought, JR is going to get cut tomorrow.
JR seems like a good dude.
He's not getting on the plane.
That was wild. Hey, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question. How do you feel about the Phillies not trading for an outfielder better than Harrison Bader? Three choices. A, disappointed. B, aggravated. Higher level than disappointed. That's where I'm at. C, actually, you're happy. You're happy with Bader. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, which player is more likely to be on the Phillies roster for October? Is it Max Kepler or Johan Rojas? You can vote on that one as well. I hope they're both gone. Now, But that's getting. I mean, that they can only really both be gone if Crawford gets up.
Correct.
I think that's the only way.
And
the numbers
I
work.
I think that should happen now, not a week from now, not a month from now, not 2 days before September. Now it Crawford would, should be on the team this weekend.
It would justify more them not trading for Moore yesterday if Crawford is brought up in August. I will say that would make me feel better. But it's also tough to lean on a rook that young. All right, Dombrowski. So, James, you brought up this point earlier, and I think it's a really good one. You think they didn't really seriously consider Bryce to right field, let's add a first baseman, or Schwarber to left field, let's add a DH. I think something that Dombrowski said yesterday all but confirms, James, your suspicion. I think he pretty much confirmed it. Listen to Dombrowski yesterday. He lays out the scenarios and how he viewed it in his mind. I don't think they really, truly considered it. Here's what he said.
Bryce and Kyle both expressed an openness to maybe moving position left field if you know you guys could have acquired a bat that would require them a position change. I'm wondering if how seriously you might have explored players at third base, first base, or was your focus always on the outfield and keeping those guys where they are respectively?
Well, you dip your toes in everything. You can weigh the price of acquisition, but I mean, and both players would be willing to do that. But really, our preference is to keep them at first. And I mean, Schwarb still goes out to left field, but Bryce has become a good first baseman. We like him there. Schwarbs is a tremendous DH with moving to the outfield every so often. But our preference was really to keep him there because you also realize that you're talking about defensive aspect of the game. Who are you picking up? So we've talked about it here. You talk about, okay, if we get this guy from an offensive perspective, well, how does our defense look at that particular time? What adjustments we need to make? How good a defensive club are we? Do we suffer in that regard? So they're really we really didn't consider. We talked about it. They were open about it. But internally, that wasn't our preference.
So it disappoints me and really aggravates me. And here's the way I'll frame it.
Me too, man. Me too.
It's James, you used the term myopic earlier. I agree with that. And here's what I'll say. Is Schwarber in left rough? Yes. Yes, he's rough. First off, Bryce was not rough in right field. He can do it for 2 months. Okay, he can. And the other, I mean, if Ohtani can freaking pitch, Bryce Harper can throw the ball from right field. And the other thing I'll say is that, to me, it's just one of those things where I think they limited themselves, weren't open-minded enough. And it just comes down to this. And, Jody, I've been saying this for 2 years. Schwarber's defense is not worse than Rojas's offense.
That's fair.
It's accurate. But so, like, if they're going to give us freaking Rojas again in October, and we don't know that they will, Crawford's the only escape hatch at this point. But I'm telling you, this whole thing of, like, the Keplers and the Rojases, and I know Marsh has played well lately, but come on. He was the worst Philly in the first 2 months of the season.
I don't think you have to worry about Rojas. I don't think he's playing.
Do you think him and Kepler are both off the team? You think center and left is going to be – because it is possible. It's Marsh, it's Crawford, and it's Bader.
I think that's the most likely way
it's still weak.
I do, too, for what it's worth. I'm with Jody. I think Rojas is more likely to go first than Kepler because of what Jody talked about before.
They can send him down.
They can just send him down. And Kepler, like, I can't stand Max Kepler. Like, I really don't like him on the Phillies. But he can hit a home run in a pinch hit spot, which Rojas can't, you know? So I do think there's value there comparatively.
James, am I wrong to think that Bader reminds me of Kepler?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, being honest, he reminds me of Kepler.
They're not the same player. Like, I get your point.
They both have, like, 11 or 12 homers. They both play good defense.
Bader plays great defense. Bader's a great, and he's a center fielder. Like, they are different in that way. And Bader's not as good a power hitter as Kepler is, even though he's got the same amount of homers right now. But I think he'll get on base better than Kepler does. Like, yes, in terms of are they, like, similar-ish levels of outfielders, sure. But I think Bader's better.
Devin, I heard some of the afternoon show yesterday, not a ton. Mm-hmm. I know you were with them all 4 hours and then a little bit afterwards. What was the vibe when the trade deadline passed and this was it? What were those guys saying?
The vibe was not good. Jack Fritz was he just seemed very unwell about all of it. But we were all very disappointed, myself included, because even going into, so I got on at, 2 p.m. when their show started. Phillies had just traded, or within the last 2 hours, traded for Bader. And everything that I had seen and heard led me to believe, and I think most people to believe, that they weren't done yet, that they were still, you know, trying to bring in at least one more bat. They were done with the bullpen arms. I was fine with that. I was like, okay, I'm fine with Bader as long as they bring in, you know, we were all hoping for Steven Kwan. I didn't think that it was going to be possible because I knew that they didn't want to give up Andrew Painter. But then as the show went on, I was like, okay, you know, more like the Dodgers traded for this person, the Padres traded basically all of their prospects already. This could happen. Maybe the Phillies really could get Kwan, and maybe they were in it up until the final minute. But just a massive disappointment once 6 o'clock rolled around.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.